What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Thanks for sticking around. It's a Thursday, the 28th of October, not far away before it's Christmas time. And thanks for joining us on your beloved Rush Hour, and two young men that are loved wherever they walk, wherever they go, wherever they drink, and wherever they play golf is Greg Blewett and to Bernie Vince. Good afternoon. Welcome, chaps. Good afternoon.
He's looking at you, Bern.
I'm looking at you because it's a special day for one of our comrades.
Oh, it is too, yeah.
Happy birthday, young
Thanks,
Gregory.
Jazz.
You've turned 5-0.
5-0, 50.
Raised
Unbelievable.
Raised the bat.
Yeah, good start.
50.
Good start. I did get a lot of 50s, so I've got a,
yeah,
also made a lot of 90s, so I don't have
a lot of
chances
of
getting
the triple
figures.
I know when you kicked the bucket, 99.
Oh,
you made a lot of
fantastic.
Them.
You know what? I'm happy. About 90, mate, hang me up.
Yeah.
Hang you up?
Hang me up. I'm done.
From what?
I thought we meant to lie you down?
Well, we'll do something.
Hang me up. You're a carcass.
Yeah. There's nothing on you.
You can gut
me. You got no meat.
Gut me as well.
You got no meat yet.
Are we a slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
Hang you up.
We are. When you get on a roll, you are. Because you slaughter everyone.
No, I'm flat.
Can we just wish him a happy birthday and we'll just, everyone, all the family out there, just sing along with us. Here we go. This is for you, Gregory.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr.
Cricket Lips.
And Chewbacca.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Work there. That took hours of production too.
Can we thank Marilyn Monroe for helping us out too?
Yeah, that was good of her to drop
God bless her
Is
soul.
That why I had to depart the studio about 5 minutes
no,
ago.
Not really.
No,
exactly.
Actually, I thought on my feet, she and while got, you're out there, I thought we should do that Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, right. Happy birthday.
Okay. Congratulations to young Benny Keys from the Adelaide Crows, Ben Burn.
Yes, re-signed, 2 years, one of your favourites. No, where's number two, Jazz? So you'd, be, you'd follow him closely and enjoy the way he goes about his footy?
Yeah, look, he's a workhorse. He's a workhorse.
He is.
He's a very passionate player, but we just got to fix up his disposals. That's all. But he averages 28 a game, 6 tackles per game.
Gets a heap
so
of
it. So he's been a very good player so far.
It's been a good story, though, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
Delisted by Brisbane. Yeah. He was probably
good
thinking, what am I going to do with myself? Yeah. Picked up by Adelaide. And to be fair, he's played some decent football for
Adelaide.
He's
been very good, and he's just got to make sure that there's other players around him when he's got the footy. Bring those guys into the game. But look, he's mirrors too. Because there's Stoinis, he's mirrors one, he's mirrors two.
Jeremy needs to shave his head.
He does like his, he does, the old spray
little,
gun and the old, does
little
a bit
undercut.
Of that.
He's got the undercut.
Anyway,
now we're clipping him.
Now, the sample yesterday, we caught up with Matty Duldig from the sample competition. Now, I've had some backlash regarding the new Stan the Mark rule going into the sample next year. And some of the traditional clubs burn. Are filthy.
Is this the AFL just flexing their muscles?
Well, I think
the AFL
burnt.
Clubs with SANFL teams aligned. Is this them going, well, it's our way or the highway?
They've
we
catered,
need this.
Yeah.
And that's two teams
they've dropped
out of
their pants, the sample.
I can understand why they're a little bit flat. You know what? It's not so much about the rule, it's about they're not having their say on what the changes are. The AFL just coming in and going, well, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, so they feel like they've been bent over. Some of these clubs that I've spoken to the last 40 years. Yeah, well, they have. And being honest, because it does feel like that. And you talk to some of the traditional supporter base out there.
Oh, yeah, they're filthy.
They're not happy at all because all they're doing is catering for Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows. I'm not a fan of the rule. I'm not a real fan of it. And you know I've ever been a fan of it. Bring last touch out of bounds into the AFL. I'd like to see that come into play, Gregory.
It's basically that anyway. We're deliberate nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Good call.
And Gregory, Quinton de Kock from the South African.
Yep.
What's the latest there in the last? It's gone global and it's about 50-50 split on what he's done.
Well, it's a huge issue and it's divided people and we knew that would be the case. For those that don't know, Quinton de Kock, the Black Lives Matter movement, they all take a knee and raise their, I think it's their right hand. So he refused to do it before their last game. So he has officially pulled out, Bern.
So he's done.
He's out.
Yep, he's out. So, which we spoke about yesterday. I mean, he can't do it one game and then not the other.
Best
so,
player in a World Cup.
Yep.
They play Saturday night against Sri Lanka. I thought we might have had to wait till the game to find out any news, but he's gone. Their best player. Well, South Africa are done then.
Yep, so there's been a lot of backlash about whether he's done the right thing or he hasn't. So, you know, it's one of those issues, very sensitive.
Will he play in the Big Bash franchise program? There's talk that the strikers can be got room for bringing him in here.
I think they've already signed their two internationals, the strikers. Okay. But that's the other thing. There's a bit of talk that he might lose his IPL lucrative contract because of the stance that he took. Anyway.
All right, good stuff, boys. Let's get underway there. Tomo, nice to see you, young man, for a Thursday.
Yep, good to be here, boys. Coming up next, we've got to celebrate Bluey's birthday entirely. We've dedicated 10 minutes to it.
Be careful. This was ruined by our producer.
Young Tommy, who needs a date.
Thought he'd put it in the group message about our surprise to Bluey.
Tommy.
And Bluey's in the bloody group.
Because our traditional producer's away.
Where's he?
Ben, I've got no ticker. Erlen.
Well, Benny, I'm away. Benny, I'm away more than I'm here. Herbs of the land.
With our boss, Matthew O'Reilly, who never does anything around here with his white sandals on. Let's get underway. Let's focus on our birthday boy.
Yes, and, you know, we're teammates here and we go to the trenches with each other and we got to celebrate good times together. When one of us has a birthday, we get around each other Well, I went out far and wide, and was meant to be a surprise. I've just got some people that mean a little bit too. I had to explain who you were to a couple of them, but anyway, we've got some people that have spoken, and here's a little montage for you.
Bowling with rubber, that's terrible. Good ball for Duck.
Bang. On a pitch where you normally expect the ball to be flying up around your nose. Bluey is gone for a duck.
Happy birthday, Bluey. Not only were you one of Australia's most exceptional cricketers like we just heard, but you've also been amazing as a sports commentator.
Let's head to Greg Blewett for Bob James Seabass.
Got nothing for you, mate.
You're on your Bluey.
Don't mind that.
Best call of the day.
Don't make anything up.
Greg Blewett on the boundary.
Yeah, for those that have just joined us, Todd Marshall out late with a bad back. In came Georgiadis and Tyson Depple, sorry.
Get another run during the week.
We love another highlight reel there, Bluey.
A clean belly bill of health.
Today, Junior!
Not to mention your sharpness and precision behind a microphone.
Now, lads, former Sydney Swans Premiership star Adam Goods has apparently knocked back his Australian Fall of Fame nomination.
Say that again.
Australian Fall of Fame. Get $100 off your first order. Yeah. Bernie and Jars go head-to-head with Roo over the Crows midfield efficiency.
Did you say it again?
The 5-0, Blue, it's a big one. So we've reached out to some of your closest mates for a birthday message.
Blue, it's Matto, your boss, and just wanted to say that you are an integral part of this team and you are... Shit, what is it? You are one of the best broadcasters we have seen. Congrats, mate. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Blue. It's Peter from the Adelaide Oval. From all of us here, mate, just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. And I just wanted you to know that in your honour, we're giving you a stand. The Greg Blewett stand, as a matter of fact. It'll be the cart out the front with a red umbrella selling tanning oil.
Happy birthday, Blue. It's Ken. Hard to believe that you were born when I was only 62 years old. One of the all-time great South Australian batsmen with the first name Greg and the last name Blewett. Why will the sacker never...
Hi, Blue, it's Jacob from the Adelaide Colonic Centre. Happy birthday. I still remember the first day you came in and you thought we had a drive-through. We had to replace that garden hose.
G'day, Blue. Stephen from Cooyonga here, mate, and happy birthday. Just thanks so much for doing the club and SA Golf in general. Such a good term, mate. You're a great ambassador, worth every cent. Apart from that time you billed us for hosting a Kids in Hospitals fundraiser and, there are better ways to spend $5,000, but happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday.
got some powerful friends out here.
Jeez. Many familiar names there.
Cage.
I just had to wind him down. He's still going.
So congratulations, mate.
Nah,
what
thanks,
did Abs
mate.
Do this morning? Did you get looked after by you and the boys?
She went
Abs
to Perth.
I mean, Catherine. What a Catherine.
No, that was very special morning today. So boys were great. Catherine was great. And then my daughter, who's 20, Taylor, took me out for breakfast this morning. So it's been very overwhelming, actually, Jars, the amount of messages and stuff. So it's been great.
And Jars send you one?
Yes.
Did Burn send you one?
He did on the group chat, yeah.
Not individually?
No. That's right.
I sent one individually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm. Yeah.
Happy only because you saw mine in the group. It's a reminder for everyone, you chunk.
Well, we had a nice little wine and a little bit of a feed with Freddie down there at Canetto's to celebrate your 50th, so I apologise.
Hang on. Before we get into that.
Yes, Ben.
There actually was, I went out of my way a little bit before Tommy ruined the whole day.
Yeah, you said that three times.
He does
now.
Actually have some friends, Bluey.
Okay.
And a couple of them actually did send him a message. Just have a listen.
Hey, Bluey. Dizzy here, mate. Hope you're well, mate. Your birthday coming up, mate. Happy 50th. I'm here at the Wacker. We're preparing for our Shield game against Western Australia. I know you scored a Test 100 here. I think it was your second Test match. Great achievement. It's a beautiful ground, as you know. Mate, happy birthday, mate. I hope it's a great one. Still got your Predator bat, mate, that I've used to hit catches, mate. I got it fixed as well because I accidentally broke the handle. And your two chances of getting this bad boy back, bugger all and none.
And we got one more here from James Brayshaw as well.
Greg Blewett turns 50. I first met him when he was 18 years of age. He had long, straight, bogan, mulleted hair. He had no clue back then. He has no clue now, 32 years on. His beautiful mum, Shirl, used to say to me, Jim, you're the only one of his friends with any common sense. I'm happy for him to hang around with you because when he does, he makes good decisions. Shirl had no idea either, by the way. Anyway, look. She was magnificent, Shirl, and she loved me, so as most people do. He was a superb cricketer, Bluey, but outside of that, he really had bugger all to offer anyone. I don't know how he's stumbled across such a magnificent wife, two superb little boys, and Taylor, of course, who's absolutely beautiful. I don't know how any of these things happened to him. He hung around me for sizzle. I provided that for him and have done ever since. I don't know what's happened to his ability to speak. That's stopped. I don't know how he's got this far, to be honest.
Yes.
But anyway, happy birthday, 50 years, bloody hell. The man with the world's skinniest legs, all the best for the day. I can't be there again to provide the sizzle given the borders are shut. But Bluey, enjoy everything about turning 50, mate. I told you you'd get there. You used to laugh at me and call me an old man. Now I look 15 years younger than you.
Well done.
How good was that from Jimmy?
Well, hang on.
Well done.
It's my how did Bray make it all about him?
Yeah, that's how he does it. Yeah,
right. What about Jimmy? I've written down here I had a mate count.
How many mates?
Yeah.
17.
17. So did I.
17.
Yeah, look, a mate count. I had 7. What'd you have?
17.
17.
We need a recount.
Well, there you go, mate. And well he's got my... Yep. Beloved Predator bat, still in the Redbacks kit that I've been asking back for about a year.
Okay, and can we apologise because there was a lot of calls we put out and we didn't get too many back?
Yeah.
Did we burn?
Blamed a dizzy.
So
we
must apologise for... Now, let's just straighten up a little bit. You, young Bernie Vince, your household will become the setup like Hangover, the movie, because your lovely wife, Abs, has gone away with her sisters for a bit of a break.
Yes, she
finally,
has.
Finally, she's done a remarkable job. Now, you're in charge of your two children as of now.
Yes.
Right. So what the hell are you going to do? Because you can't even look after yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't.
So I get in here on time
So what's going to happen for 3 days, 4 days without the big cheese?
I've always been told that a great part of leadership is delegating.
Here he goes.
So I've just delegated a couple of roles each day.
So where's Harvey?
Those in
the
particular roles. One role is Harvey. One role is Olivia.
Right.
And today it's my mum and Sondra.
Yeah. Okay.
Tomorrow it's mum and Sondra.
Right.
Saturday, mum and Sondra.
Yes.
And then Sunday.
Oh dear.
Where's the old man?
I haven't got that far yet, but I suppose it'll be mum and Sondra, because me and Dad and you
Keep
and
it. Yeah.
Consistent. Well, I like it.
I'll,
You know what I see?
I've only asked them to do one day, but I'm just making the next few
brilliant.
Up. And you know what I said?
You need a bit of time to yourself.
There was a little bit of doubt over Abby whether, well, basically this situation was going to arise. And she goes, should I just take Olivia? I was like, no, it'll be all good. Just leave her here. She's like, well, who's going to look after her when you go to work today? I'm like, don't worry about it. I've got it sorted. I didn't have it sorted, but she left anyway. And I think I locked the doors when I left anyway and threw a bit of food in each room. And I had a drink, one of those soft, slow-feeder drinks, you know, you can have in the corners.
With Fanta in it.
Should be okay.
You know the vision I keep getting is Alan out of the Hangover and Olivia's strapped to Bernice
while I'm playing golf. It's no good for the rotation with her on the front.
With his sunnies on.
Like walking, like not saying anything, just strutting around.
That's brilliant.
Nah, so I am. I'm batching. I haven't lost them yet.
No.
It's only been 2 hours.
Half a day.
2 hours. She flew out at 1 o'clock.
So.
And it's 2:30.
So little halves is Mr. Chow.
Well, Mr. Chow.
No,
hope he's got Mr. Chow.
He's going to run amok. He's just going to take off.
I end up in a boot in the desert. As long as there's no tigers in the bath when I get home.
What about Ab comes home and Boo's lying on the couch in his plums. Where's
his
kids?
Plums.
Where are the kids? Well, actually, I don't know.
And a chook runs out of the laundry and there's a tiger in the bath. I've got a tattoo on my face.
I hope he hasn't got pubes like Mr. Chow.
God love him.
Oh, hey, so an announcement today. Triple M's All-Star Commentary Team has been announced, guys.
Good.
So James Brayshaw, who was just on, speaking about himself. Yep. He's actually half cut, by the way, James Brayshaw. He probably was during that message. His partner, Lisa, it's her birthday today as well.
Brilliant.
We share the same birthday. So they were on the champagnes at 11:30 this morning.
Brilliant. Oh, can we just wait for one of those videos again when he's half cut with his wine? Do you remember that one he took down?
And it's got here Australia's number one sports podcast. Oh, no, that's Howie. Sorry.
Yeah, well, he is. Mark Howie Howard.
Yeah, okay. He's on.
He's on. Myself, Brad Haddon, well, Merv Hughes.
Nice.
And Isabel Westbury.
Yep.
So she's played cricket. She used to captain Middlesex, and she's a lawyer. So straight away, IQ of the box goes straight up.
Isha Guru's our favourite.
Well, I think there's going to be another round of announcements.
Okay.
So stay
tuned.
And then
what about the big announcement with the two legends?
Oh, yeah, Mark Taylor. Tubby.
Bang.
And the
so
Lord.
So we'll be hearing him, jeez, look at that. He's got the lazy eye.
So Tubbs
and the,
on.
And the big ass, the big thumper out the back. And Lord Ian Botham.
Wow.
So
Boff.
Big Boff, who I've worked with a lot over
Good
the years.
Good man.
Great man.
Great mates with Ian Chappell, isn't he?
No, he's not. We might, get those two together.
How do you become a Lord? I think I'm not far off.
You? Really?
Yeah,
a Lord?
Yeah. Where do you get that name?
You're kidding me, aren't you?
How do you get that?
You won't get that ever.
No, I'm hearing some things.
You're not.
I am hearing things.
It goes on the amount of wine that you've drunk over the years. You've got a long way to catch up.
You're nowhere near being a lord or a queen.
I've only just picked up
or a princess.
Wine. I can drink a lot of it quick though.
More. You'd be titled a convict. A convict, Bernie Vince.
That's slightly harsh.
Oh well, hang on. Congratulations. That's going to be good for Triple M cricket.
Yeah, it'll be great
cricket.
Fun. Great fun. Also tonight, the T20 World Cup continues. Australia playing Sri Lanka.
Done.
So we won our first game, of course, against South Africa. Bit of a question mark on Mitch Stark. They're saying he injured his leg and was quite distressed. So might have rolled his ankle. So we'll see if he plays tonight.
Who comes in?
I reckon they might, pick another spinner because they only played one spinner, didn't they, in the first game. Yeah, so... interesting, though, the Pakistan have started really well, Bern. Dhatu and Zip, they've beaten New Zealand and India.
They beat India by 10 wickets, did they?
Yeah.
India
made 151, they got them none down.
Jeez.
And, of course, they've played most of their cricket over the last seven or eight years in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
So they're very familiar with the conditions. England as well going pretty well. They're 2-0 as well. They've beaten the West Indies and Bangladesh. So
good.
Australia
going to
keep winning.
Quickly, the Redbacks.
Yeah, the Redbacks. Well, they're playing WA in Perth at the moment.
Yes.
Day one, got bowled out for 128 after getting sent in.
South Australian cricket. I'm fed up with it.
I was a bit of a green top, so it was challenging.
I don't care.
But yeah, I agree. 128 runs in the first innings doesn't win you many games.
What's
Alex
changed?
Alex Carey ran out again.
Run
out
for his 17th time.
Can we do some running between the wickets training?
Burn,
with him,
get him
please?
Out to Stansbury. You but, guys yeah. are elite. I watched that grand final.
He will make 250 at Stansbury.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. He'll probably run
10
himself
balls,
out.
40 over games.
Come on, 10 balls. Keza.
And just a quick update on the Ashes venues, because I was given some mail about a week ago that Brisbane might not be hosting the first test match and that it might go to Canberra.
Good mail.
Because they're not opening up until after day one of the test match, which is December 8th. And Brisbane's looking to open up, I think, December 17. So there was some talk about Canberra hosting that.
You dropped this exclusive. Exclusive mail.
Well, I got it off someone
Brilliant.
Who I thought knows.
Who?
But I've done a bigger bit of digging and they haven't heard that this is happening.
Who'd you get
so
it off?
It's, no, I can't.
You can't
say.
Go there, Ben. Don't go there, sister.
And
what are his initials?
What definitely probably won't happen is the fifth test match in Perth. Because that's Fort Knox over there. They're not letting anyone in, even though your wife's there at the moment.
Yeah. I don't think Abs will come back. I don't think we'll ever see Abs again. Oh, he's look at the smile.
No, I think I need
it
back.
Not looking overly disappointed.
I'm only 2 hours into a four-day break. It's a Sheffield Shield match. Well, I haven't even got the drinks. I'm tired.
That's good stuff, Gregory. Can I share something with you yesterday? When we finished our top rating global show, I went for a walk to Jetty to Jetty down Henley Way and had a bit of time to myself. I said to Maz, do you want to come? But Maz was busy. She's got a lot of time.
She just found something to do.
And
so how far is it, Jetty to Jetty?
It's about 3.5K. Yeah. So nice. It's a lovely walk.
What were you wearing?
Oh, I just have all my Lululemon outfit on.
His RMs, jeans, and his running top. I thought what he's wearing every day this week.
In Mario Milano's.
Anyway, as I was walking back towards the square, the Henley Square, I saw this young man lying on a towel on the lawn area.
As you do.
In my turf, in my area. And as I got closer, he had white dick bathers on.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And he was reading a book.
Oh, this is a concern.
And he had his glasses on and he had a water bottle and his phone. And I'm going, I reckon I know this bloke. As I got closer, and obviously, you know, a lot of well wishes, and I was talking to a lot of people. And
the autographs.
Right? Is that right?
You know, that's my...
Do you take security when you do Jetty to Jetty?
Sometimes Riley Jarman comes with me, yes.
One or two?
Two.
Two, yeah.
And you had your cross guernsey on?
I didn't have a cross guernsey.
Long sleeve. It was a bit hot for the long sleeve today.
32. And his rooster shorts on.
McGarry's on.
And his RMs.
And I had my footy boots on.
With his
Jetty to Jetty.
With his Explorer
with
socks.
Let me finish. Now, to me, this is anti-man behaviour. It's not on. So, as I've got close to this individual, we've eyeballed each other. And I've gone, oh, no, 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 no. What are you doing?
You know him well.
Yeah, I know him well. No. We know him well. Ooh. We love this young man. Well, we did.
We all.
Adelaide United captain, Steph Walk. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, he's got not one hair on his body. He was in his dick bathers. Like, his plums were hanging right in my face because I was like on the... And I'm going, Steph, what are you doing? He goes, oh, you please don't say anything on the radio. I said, mate, Bernie and Bluey will be licking their lips. You're the club captain of a national side and you're down here sunbaking. What the hell's going on? And I just felt so uncomfortable.
Why?
And I said,
he's not the first bloke to sunbathe.
What the hell have you got on your body?
Well, not much.
Coconut oil.
Oil.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
He does love his appearance, too.
Yeah.
His hair's always perfectly done.
He gets his hair cut every fortnight.
No. Yes. No. So, lads, please don't go there.
I think it's time. I know he was, you know, he was a good leader for a couple of years. It's time that he handed that back.
He was
that's
give
enough.
The armband back.
Nah, that's
I don't want our national captain sunbaking at Henley Beach with dick bathers on, coconut oil on.
He's not our national captain.
Was our state captain? Yeah. I apologise.
But the soccer boys are very well groomed.
They are very.
It's like SAS Australia for me. Just whoosh, take that thing off. I think you suspend him for a year.
Can I share this last bit of information, which was really disturbing?
Oh, what's happened?
As I got closer, I saw his bum cheeks.
Oh, he didn't have a G on.
Oh!
He had him hooked up.
Yeah. Now, I struggled. I said, Steph, what the hell's going on here, mate?
Jazz, quick one. What if you caught any of your Williston players doing that?
Oh, they'll get a clearance to another club.
Oh, that
straight
bad.
Gone. See you later.
Can I just increase...
That's not how we roll.
Can I increase my 12
yes,
months
burn.
To 4 years?
Yes, done.
You don't wear...
So there you go.
We're
and
not
he's
in
petrified
Europe.
That I said, oh, I said, look, mate, I won't say anything. Hand on heart. Hand on heart. So there you go, boys. Is that not
out.
Anti-man behaviour?
No, that is terrible.
You want to get rid of the little tan line, mate. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I see. Bluey knows all the tanning.
He was next to him.
He was next to him.
Knows all about tanning and the angles and the UV at the certain time of the day. Honestly, if you'd be on the Bachelorette next.
Go and lay with him.
Pasty little
Go and lay with him.
Oh, yeah. Go on, yeah.
Put your G-banger on a lay next to him.
You're fired.
We got a text, boys. On the Automasters text line, this is absolutely brilliant.
Right.
You can switch and save on service and repairs if you don't mind. Now, Maddie from Perth has text through.
Maddie from Perth.
On 0488 51047. Hey, Jars, I need to get my jacket dry cleaned.
Yeah.
Can you recommend anyone? By the way, it's Maddie Connell and it's yellow.
Oh. He's on that Crows Players app that we're on, Bird.
Is he? Have you mentioned anything about
no,
the
not
jacket?
At all.
How much did you lose by in that count?
Okay, let's just for the.
I think
the,
it was a fair bit, wasn't it? It was a fair bit.
It was a floss.
A fair bit, wasn't
it? Comfortable
it?
Yeah, win. Wasn't
it's
it?
Good that he was a, won by a fair bit.
He won by a fair bit.
Yeah.
He won by one vote.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Oh, 7 votes up with 2 rounds to go or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, had my speech ready.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you write a few notes?
1995. I beg your pardon.
You wrote a few notes
I had
down
a few notes. I had bloody about 7 pages full to thank everybody, and I had to. Put them back in my pocket. And well done, Matty Connell. This is a cheap shot, Tomo.
Overrun.
Who wrote that? Matty from Perth, was it?
Yeah, Matty Connell, mate.
Well, I'm going to ring Matty. He's a lovely young man.
You say it's a global show. It goes Matty everywhere, all over the country. Does.
Just ask how many possessions he had for the whole year and how many I gave him.
Mm. Just finished the year off well. Why'd you, you let him in?
Sort of
well, I'll tell you what
got tired.
Second last round. Crows v Collingwood at the MCG, I think it was a Friday night game. We were getting smashed to the inch of our life. We were getting belted. Like they pantsed us. And then just before three-quarter time, Scotty Russell had the ball, and I've come with a roundhouse, hit him about the back of the head. I got reported.
You hit him from behind?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Frustrated, even though I had 40. Frustrated, and that cost. That's
well, you're suspended. Didn't play the last game.
I can't remember, but...
No, that's...
You don't get votes if you get reported.
No.
If I just kept my dukes in the pocket.
Mm. And Scotty Russell, decent bloke.
What?
Captain of PAC, football team.
Outside
he was my
bloody
captain.
Bloody scared wingman.
If you're a good player, you don't get reported, Jazz.
He's a good man. Sorry, Scotty.
Best and fairest at school, Jazz.
Correct.
No, it's got to change.
What?
Most brilliant.
That's what it's called.
Anyway.
With a two. So,
lovely text message there, young man. Well done. Well done.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. The Lightning Rod, Andrew Jarman.
Global all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Blewett.
Clean belly, bill of health.
On the rush hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumber.
And the sponsors are coming.
Just explain, to the family what this show and segment's about. Just
the show or
the segment? No, the segment.
No, the segment is just, it's called Dumb or Dumber.
Right.
And the winner's dumb and the loser's dumber. And Jars, you've proved that the last two nights. So, well done to you, but it's just topical stuff. So you've got to be on the ball.
On your ball?
On your ball.
Haven't got any left, so you can't be
point.
On your balls.
Good point.
Hey, but what's your name today? You've gone with 3 different names, last two haven't worked.
I'm going to call myself Poetry.
Poetry today, okay. Yeah.
Poetry.
Yeah, we'll see if that works. Probably not.
Right, and?
Well, I'll stick with the winning formula.
Yeah, well, just call yourself Birthday Boy.
Well, that's hard to get out. Too
late.
Too long.
All right, I will do with
okay, here we go.
Yeah,
question one.
Yeah.
Who recently re-signed...
Louis.
Poetry. Hurry up.
Keys, Ben Keys.
Incorrect. For the Collingwood Football Club for one season.
Mason Cox.
One to Jars.
Trick question.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't a trick question. You just jumped into it.
You jumped in.
Who in the Triple M office is nicknamed Caesar?
Poetry. Vinny Shannon.
Oh, he's off to a flyer.
Can't lose.
Like
from here.
This.
Can't lose.
Now, you both can get a guess. Whoever comes in first gets obviously the first guess, but I'll allow both of you out of a guess. Closest wins. Redbacks first innings total against WA.
Louis. 128.
128.
I'm going to pay that. You both got 128.
Yeah, but I came in first.
You probably shouldn't have gone first. That was another trick. Should have let Jars go first, Bluey. Even I'm wiping that question out. Still two zip.
Hey.
Right. I make the rules as they come up.
Surely the first
what
one
are you
in.
Doing, Tomo? You're the third umpire.
First one in.
I reckon we do rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
And say it live on air. Oh. What you're going.
Rock,
have to be
paper, scissors.
You have to say it.
One, two, three. Rock. Scissors.
Oh, Jazz loses.
Bang. 2-1.
Jazz didn't know if he won or not. He didn't know. He's like looking at the rock. Scissors. He's like trying to cut the rock.
Jazz pulled out a handgun.
He's trying to cut the rock with the scissors. Realizes he's lost. Changes it to a handgun.
I'm confused.
Bazooka boy.
Oh, that is very, very funny.
Ridiculous. So, can't believe
what's
this
that?
Goes
2-1.
To
here. 2-1. 2-1. Right, here we go.
All right, come on.
Who is Abby going to Perth with?
Poetry.
Oh.
That was Bluey.
Bluey.
That was Bluey.
I think it was you.
Sisters.
Sisters. Well done. 2-0. Oh, I've come down to the last
you can't
one.
Lose. You were 2-0.
You were 2-0. All you had to do was change that to a handgun earlier.
Come on, I've got to go.
Right. The son of Port Adelaide great Peter Burgoyne, son, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has nominated the power for father-son.
Right.
What's his name?
Someone Burgoyne?
Poetry. Trent.
No, that's his brother.
Bluey. Is it Lachlan?
No.
There you go. Wow. Tiebreaker.
Jason.
Yes, good question.
Jason Burgoyne.
Yeah, I like this. Right, tiebreaker.
Come on.
And you don't even have one, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, make it. Here we go.
Name.
Come on here.
My son, Harvey.
Poetry. Yeah. What?
What?
You've jumped in. You've got to have a go.
Where you go?
Name my son's.
My son, Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey. You got to finish the question.
No.
Right?
You cut him off.
Middle name.
Oh, no. Harvey.
If you think about this, you'll get it.
Harvey.
Three.
Chris.
No.
Oh.
Tim?
Timothy! Oh! Come on, John. Surely, John. Oh, you don't know Chris. Oh, he's left. He's walked down. It's 3-1. Oh, this is a runaway. It's 3 in a row. That is 3 in a row. Back to back to back for Greg Blewett.
Well done, Louis.
Gregory Shane Blewett. Well done.
Beautiful.
Look at him sitting in the deck. He's hit the deck.
Have a look
he's
at him.
He's the deck outside. He's crying like a baby.
It's like he lost that 96 best and fairest.
Let me guess. When it was 2-0, he's like, what a great segment. This is great.
Can't lose
you
that.
Said he can't lose.
Can't
you've
lose
got
it.
The last three.
I took the pressure
and
off
now
myself.
He wants it canned again. Look at him. He's punching himself in the head. Oh, good night, family.
Happy birthday as well, Blue. Enjoy
thanks.
Your night.
Thank you.